Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chof Hei. We are at the Mishnah, 17 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesunu Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refua Shalema for Ruchama Rivka Bas Rachel and Zisul Rachel Bas Alta Fromit. So, the Mishnah that we are going to learn is in the conversation for the most famous Mishnah in Shas. It's the Mishnah that discusses a short list of people that are posel le'edos and, more relevant to Masech the Sanhedrin, posel to being a dayan. It begins with the Masachik Bekuvia, etc., etc. So why are we about to discuss the gambler and his associates and all these people that are posel ladunu le'ed? So the Rishonim say, because the Mishnah on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah in the Perek, when it mentioned how we set up a Bezdin for Dinei Mamonos, so the Mishnah said, Zeh Baru Lo Yechad, V'zeh Baru Lo Yechad, Machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim, how we determine the third Dayan. But then the Mishnah said that Rameir holds Zeh Poysel Dayanoi Shal Zeh, V'zeh Poysel Dayanoi Shal Zeh. Same is true regarding Eden. Rameir holds Zeh Poysel Eidav Shal Zeh, V'zeh Poysel Eidav Shal Zeh. The Chachamim said, no way. Remember Reish Lakish, when he heard what Rameir said, Peh Kodesh Yerim Adover Zeh, but the Chachamim in the Mishnah already argued with Rameir, and they said that if you want to pasul Dayana Shalzeh, or if you want to pasul Edav Shalzeh, you can't just frivolously do it. Rather, Bisman Shemevi Aleim Raya Shehin Kroivin Oipsulim, then this is something you'd be able to do. But otherwise, you would not. So the Mishnah mentioned is an idea that you can pasul a Dayan by virtue of the fact that he's either a Karev or a Pasel. You could Pasel an aid by virtue of the fact that he's either a Karev or a Pasel. The next two Mishnayos are going to give examples of Psule Edis and then Edim that are Karev. So the Mishnah here on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis begins Ve'elu Hina Psulim. The next Mishnah we're going to learn on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis begins Ve'elu Hina Kroivin. The words Psulin and Kroivin that are mentioned in these two Mishnayos respectively are referring back to the words of the Chachamim in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, just in terms of following the flow of the paper trail of the Mishnayos. So again, the topic of the Mishnah that we're going to learn now are really the opening words of the Mishnah, the Elohim Absalom. So just a little bit of an introduction. The Rambam in Hilchas Eidos, this is Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. So he discusses Psule Eidos and he begins, Asorim Minei Paslonusein. There are 10 different categories of people that are Pasule Eidos. Kol Mishen Nimtzaboy Echad Mehen Harehu Pasule Eidos. And any person that could check off one of these 10 boxes is going to be Pasule Eidos. In other words, you don't have to meet all 10 criteria, but one of the 10 is enough to make you a Pasule. Ve'eluhen Zok Rambam Hanoshim V'Ho'avodim V'Aktanim V'Hashoitim V'Acharoshim V'Hasumim V'Harushoim V'Abizuyim V'Akroivim V'Hanoigim Be'eidos. Says the Rambam, do the math, Harei Elu Asara, and these are the 10 types of paslonus that you find in the world of Eidos. Now, the Mishnah, although it begins very broadly, Ve'elohin Apsulim, is not going to mention the list of the Rambam. It's not going to give you a long list at all. Rather, the Mishnah is going to give a few examples. A Masachik Bekovya, a Malva Beribis, Mafriche Yoinim, and Soicha Reishvias. And this list has two things in common. Number one, Tosfos speaks out that they're all Psulei Eidos only Midrabanan, meaning there are people that are Psulei Eidos Midairaisa, Shoneimal. That's not this list. This list is a list of people that are Psulei Eidos Midrabanan. Additionally, according to some Amoraim, we'll see it more in the Gemara, this list is unique in that all the people mentioned are Psul because of one of the 10 reasons that the Rambam mentioned, and that is because they're Rishayim. And being that a Rasha is Psulei Eidos, they're all Rishayim, albeit on some rabbinic level, like we just mentioned. And that's what's unique about this club that's mentioned here in the Mishnah of the Elohein Apsulim HaMesachik Bekuvya, etc. So really, the introduction to today's daf, and it's also tomorrow's daf, and it's also the following daf. So really, the introduction to this sugya, big sugya, that we're embarking on, is the idea that a Rasha is Pasul Eidos. So What's the makar to a rasha being pasul eidos, and how do you even define a rasha? So it really begins with a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. It's Perichav Gimel Pasuk Aleph. It says in the Torah, Lo yisisa shem hashav. And then it says, Al toshes yotcha im rasha liyos eitchama. So it's the safe of this pasuk. Al toshes yotcha im rasha liyos eitchama. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does this pasuk mean? Quote, Hatoyen es chaveroi tfias sheker. If somebody is being toyen es chaveroi, tfia, Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, Mana li biyotcha, you owe me $100. But it's not true. It's a tfia sheker. So the Torah says, Al toshes yotcha im rasha. What does that mean? Don't promise shetavticheu liyos lo yeid chamas. So again, Reuven's going over to Shimon and he says, you owe me money. Reuven's going to need Edim. So the Torah tells Levi and Yehuda, and the Torah says the potential Edim, don't promise Reuven that you're willing to go to bat for him and you'll be an eid sheker on his behalf. That's what it means when it says, al toshes yotcha im rasha liyos eid chamas. So again, what does it mean? Do not assist someone who's going to be Tevea, someone at Tfiyah Sheker, by telling him that, don't worry, I have your back, I'll testify falsely on your behalf. Now, notice that Rashi does not teach Al Toshes Yotchim Rasha Liyei Seid Chamas, saying that it's usher for a person to go into Bezdin and say Eidu Sheker. Rather, what the Torah is saying is, it's usher to even promise the Tevea that you're going to go on his behalf and say an Eid HaShaker. Now, had Rashi know that the pasuk doesn't mean literally Al Toshes Yotcha Im Rasha Liyo Yiseid Chamas, it's because that's a pasuk that we already had in the Torah. That's in the Ten Commandments. It's in the Aseres Hadibros. It says Lo Yisana Bereyach Eid Shaker. So we know already that a person's not allowed to say Eid HaShaker. This pasuk is coming La Ashmi'ina, that not only can't you say Eid HaShaker, but there's also an idea that it's Aser Shetavticheu Liyo Yiseid Chamas. That in and of itself is going to be Aser. Parenthetically, and this is more in the spirit of Chumash here, but Parshas Mishpatim, we know, has so many mitzvahs and lavin. And when you go through the different dinim that I mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, you know, it's very hard to see the sequence. It almost feels a little bit random, right? This halacha, that halacha. We're jumping all over the place. The Abar Benel has a hakdama to Parshas Mishpatim. And in his hakdama to Parshas Mishpatim, he says that I saw differing opinions as it relates to all the Mishpatei HaTorah. Were they written in a certain order? Are you supposed to quote-unquote, be derish the smuchin, or maybe that taka on some level random? And Abar Benel said, I saw some Rishonim who said one way, I saw other Rishonim that said the other way, and to me it's a plea that anybody could suggest that all the Mishpatei HaTorah would be random. He said, if you were going to sit down and you were going to write a sefer of laws, there'd probably be some cheshbin in terms of how you would go about and do it. If that's the case, the Mishpatei HaTorah, which literally is the Dvar Hashem, quote, ki ein roi liyachis lo yisp- Baruch Hashoyfei Kol Haaretz B'Toyrois of Doifi V'Gnai Me'Habilti Sidur She'en Roy L'Yachzoy L'Kotten She'Bechachomim Amechabrim Sfarim. If you were going to sit down right now and write a book, you were going to write a sefer, there'd be a cheshbin, there'd be a seder, you would hire an editor, you would hire someone that understands these things, the publishing house would give you advice, whatever it is. So you think that all the Mishpatei HaTorah and Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Kiseitz, and really in Kol HaTorah Kula are done without a cheshbin? Of course it's a cheshbin. Meaning there's no question that all these mishpata that are mentioned here in Parashas Mishpatim are mentioned in a sequence. I've zok the Abar Benel, isn't there an idea of ein muktem u'mu'ucha b'Torah? He says that is in Zman. Meaning, just because something is mentioned before something else doesn't mean chronologically that it happened before that something else. But you want to know in terms of the Seder Aksuvim, of course, everything is written with a cheshbin, and there's no question in the world it's written with a Seder. What does this have to do with Al Toshes Yotchem Rasha Liyei Seid Chamas? Because if you look in the Rishonim that talk about this inyan, the Rashbam, Oymek Pshutei Shal Mikra, Rav Sadia Goyen, and his Pirush Al HaTorah, they say that all these halachas that are mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim are really behemshech to the end of Parshas Yisroi. And what was in Parshas Yisroi? The Ten Commandments, the Aseres Hadibros. And really, these psukim are going behemshech to the Aseres Hadibros. It's fascinating when you sit down and learn the Psukei HaTorah and you start realizing, one second, this has a shaykhus to that. Like Rav Sadia Goyen says, that what's the first mishpat that's mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim? Kisikna Evedim. Ivri. That's related to Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. And again, go through the Rishonim, you'll see this idea. So these psukim in Parshas Mishpatim that we've already quoted here in the first few weeks of Masechta Sanhedrin that deal with laws of Eidus and Dayanus, Loisisa Shei Mashav Al Toshes Yotchem Rosh Aliyah Seid Chomas, that's our sugyo. Loisiachi Rabim Leroyz V'loisan Al Ruflintay Sachi Rabim Lahatis V'dolay Seid Abrivay. Where does this come in? Oh, take a look at the Rashbam. It's going back to Leisana Bereyach Eitshoka. We mentioned that already in Daseres Hadibris. So this is the sequel, so to speak. But in Daseres Hadibris, you have Leisana Bereyach Eitshoka. In Pshut Eishol Mikra means, can't walk in the Bezdin and say Eidu Sheker. And here in Parshas Mishpatim, you have Altoshes Yotchem Rosh Aliyah Seid Chomas. It's even Asa Shetavticheu Liyah Seid Chomas. But this is all Pashup Shah. This is all in the Mechilta, when you learn the Mefarshim Al HaTorah, stating that Chazal came, and Chazal darshan these words, Al Toshes Yotchem Rosh Aliyah Seid Chomas. And they said, you know what this means? Al Toshes Rosha Eid. So we're skipping some words here. Al Toshes Yotcha Im Rosha Aliyah Seid Chomas. So Al Toshes, skip the words Yotcha Im, and then say Rosha, then skip the word Liyos, and say Eid. Wow. Al Toshes Yotcha I'll touch Rosha aid. You're not allowed to have a Rosha that's going to be an aid. So this is the makar to the fact that a Rosha is possibly. Stating that, there's a big machloikas, Abaye v'Rava. What the definition of Rosha is when we say that a Rosha is possibly aidos. Rava says that the Torah says, I'll touch is yotchem Rosha liyos aid chamas. And if that's the case, the only time someone's considered a Rosha as it relates to being possibly aidos is if he's a Rosha de chamas. So what does it mean, a Rosha de chamas? Literally, chamas means, in the beginning of Parshas Noach, kimala ha'aretz chamas. Chamas means gezelo. So if someone's a gazlin, he would be posulatus. But it's before in the Gemara that Shitas Rava is not just the gazlin, but any person that does averos, he's a rasha, because of taivas mamin. So a gazlin is exhibit A for that. But any person that does averos because of taivas mamin is considered a rasha to chamas. He's going to be posulatus. Abaya is a chaylik. Abaya holds that every single rasha in the world is. If someone's a Rasha, doesn't matter if he does a machmas taivas mamon or if he does it for some other reason, he's going to be posel eidos. At first glance, what Rava is saying is a little more logical. And the reason is, because Rava's argument in the sugya is that why is a Rasha posel eidos? Because he's already becheskas that he's willing to do averos if there's some money that he's going to profit as a result of the avera. People were often paid literally, to go and say Eid L'Sheker. So it makes sense that if someone's a Rosh of the Chamos, he's a Chashud now, then maybe he would say Eid L'Sheker, and as a result, Al Toshes Rosh Eid, he's going to be Pasul Eidos. Abaya, however, holds that every single Rosh is Pasul Eidos. The way the Achroinim explain Shitas Abaya is because Abaya holds it's a Gzeres HaKasuv. There's a din, a Rosh is Pasul Eidos. Fartik, in the Gemara Sipur. Rosh is Pasul Eidos. What's the definition of Rosh? Rosh. Rosh the Chamos, not Rosh the Chamos. That's not the sugya b'chlal, according to Abaya. This machloikas Abaya v'Rava is a unique machloikas Abaya v'Rava, because this is one of the yalkagams. This is one of the six times that we paskan like Abaya, not like Rava. So which one of the yalkagams is this? This is the mem. Mem, because mem stands for mumur oichel neveilois lahachis, which is the Gemara's example of someone that does an avera, but he doesn't do the avera for taivas mamen. He does it abi. He does it lahachis. Someone that's a mumur oichel neveilois l'teyamin. So it's yitachin that the reason he's eating neveilois because it's a little bit cheaper. But a mumur oichel neveilois lahachis, he's someone that does averas. It's not because of mamen. According to Abaya, he's pasulaitis. According to Rava, he's kashulaitis. We paskin like Abaya. And therefore, Haliba de Hilchasa, any person that's a Rosha is Pasolatus. Now, does a Rosha mean that he does Averus? As if to say any person in the world that ever does an Averu is Pasolatus. So that already is Lav Dafka. What's the definition of Rosha? So you have to do an Averu. Shezdoine Malkus. What about a Lav Shein by Maisa? What about a Lav Shenit Glase? What about a Lav Shenit and Lazarus Mises Bezin? So there's so much raid in the Rishonim and the Poiskim as relates to this. But just a little bit of an introduction, really, for today's Daf and tomorrow's Daf and for the Daf after that as well. Zokteh Ligamishna for Elohim Absulim. And the following are a list of people that are posel le'edos, and again Rashi says not just le'edos, lodun u'le'hez. So usually you think of this list as the psule'edos, but we're learning Masechta Sanhedrin, so it's really lodun first and le'hez second. But regardless, these people are posel to sit on a bezdin, even a simple bezdin, as in a dine mominus b'shloishetig a bezdin, and they're also posel to say edos. So who's the list? Ha'mesachik b'kuvya, literally someone that plays with dice, right? Kuvya are cubes. the gambler. The hamalva berib is self-explanatory. Umafriche yoinim, the Gemara is going to define. The seichere shvius, the Gemara is also going to define, but loosely translated, it means someone that does business on Shemitah. Amr Reb Shimon said, betchila, in the olden days, hayukairin oisan oisve shvius. These seichere shvius that we'll see more about in the coming dafin used to be known as the oisve shvius. Misharabu anosim, but then when the anosim started increasing, chazru likroisan seichere shvius. They got a new name. They stopped being referred to as the oisve shvius. They started being referred to as the seichere shvius. Again, what does this all mean? We'll see in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, as it relates to the Masachik Pekuvio, a Masai, when is it that a Masachik Pekuvio is possible? This is mancha englem umnis elohu. That's only if this is what he does for a living. His 9 to 5 is he gambles. Aval yeshman umnis elohu. But let's say this person has a job. It rather just so happens that this is one of his recreational activities. Ksherin. Oh, in that case, it's already different. Then he's going to be kashale. Says the Gemara. Masachik Pekuvio. The first person mentioned the Mishnah as being possible. Is the Masachik Pekuvio. My COVID, what did he do? What did the Masachik Pekuvio do that put him on this infamous list? Amr Reb Chama, Amr Rami Bar Chama, Mishum Dahava Asmachta, Vasmachta Lekanyu. You want to know what's wrong with a gambler? When a gambler gambles and wins, because if he loses, this is actually not a problem, but assuming he wins, he's getting involved in Asmachta, which renders him a gazlin, and a gazlin is certainly someone that's postulated. So what's an asmachta? Asmachta is when somebody promises to give somebody else something, but it's not an absolute promise. But rather, he says that if I do XYZ, or if I don't do XYZ, I'm going to be. Rashi gives two examples that we learned in Bava Metzia and Bava Basra. One is an aris. A sharecropper signs a lease agreement with a landowner. Right? So back in the day, there were people that owned land, there were people that were farmers, they knew how to work the land, and there would be a lease agreement between the two. So there was a clause that apparently was quite common in the leases of old that said that the aris commits to work the field and there's going to be some sort of profit sharing. But he tells him that in the event that I get lazy and I decide not to work the field, I'll pay you some ridiculous amount of money. And then later, the aris was lazy, he didn't work. And the question is, do you really have to give it or not? Mitzad echad, he signed on it. Mitzad sheni, you can make the argument that being that in his mind, he knew he had control over whether he can work or not work, and nobody in their right mind would subject himself to this kind of penalty. See, he never really had gemiras das to be mechayev himself this money. In his mind, he was going to work the field and never have to pay this ridiculous penalty. So even though he was mechayev it, it was an asmachta. He only did so knowing that it was never going to come to fruition. Had he had it said it was going to come to fruition, he never would have been mechayev himself. Thus, it's not considered a real hischayvus. Now look at it from the other person's perspective. If we assume that when the aris committed to give this money, this penalty, he never really had in mind to do it. If the landowner now takes the money from him, he's a gazlin. Because you're only not a gazlin if the person is willingly giving you the thing. But to the extent he never intended to give it to him willingly, that would render him a gazlin. The other case, which we had more recently, Bava Basra, Kuf Samaches, was Misha Hishle Shtare. There was a malvin, a loiva. The loiva paid off part of his loan, and they're trying to figure out what to do with the shtar. So the Mishnah discusses different options. You could rip up the shtar, kais fin shaver. What they did was they had a third person, a shlish, an escrow agent, somebody that they trusted. They didn't rip up the shtar. They didn't write a shaver. They gave the shtar to this third person. And they told the third person that, I'm letting you hold the shtar, the loiva tells him. And not just that, we'll allow you to give the shtar back to the malva, which will allow the malva to be given the full amount of the shtar, even though I already made partial payment, in the event that I don't make up the difference within a certain amount of time. So the loiva is basically telling the malva that I'll pay you the full amount of the shtar, even though I don't owe you the full amount of the shtar, if I don't pay the balance up by a certain date. So there's ribbis implications. But forgetting the ribbis, the question is, could the malva now, if that date comes and the loiva doesn't make payment, collect the entire shtar? The leiva said he'll give it to him. He was mechayev himself. It's true the leiva was mechayev himself, but it was an asmachta. He only did it because he knew that he's in control. If he wants, he can go out. The point is, if a person's mechayev himself, but he's mechayev himself under the assumption that this chayvus will never play itself out, then the halacha is, it's not a real hischayvus. That's a smachta loikanya. If it's not a real hischaivus from the machnas perspective, then from the koinas perspective, from the taker's perspective, what he really is a gazlan. Said Rami Bar Chabma, every mesachik bekuvia is touching on this complicated sugya of asmachta. Because when a person wages a bet, a person sits down and he gambles, he thinks he's going to win. Being that he thinks he's going to win, when he's mechayev himself, he says, if you win, I'll give you $100. He's only doing it because he thinks really he himself is going to win. He's not going to lose. He's never going to have to give the $100. It's asmachta leikanya, which means that when the winner takes the money, he's taking it shaloi begmiris das shal hamakna asmachta leikanya. So Rabbi Bar Chama said, you want to know why mesachik bekuvia is pasul eidos? Because every mesachik bekuvia is a gazlan. Why is he a gazlan? He didn't take the money at gunpoint. The person gave it to him. It's true the person gave it to him. But he gave it to him without a real gmiris das. It falls into the sugi of asmachta. It's no different than the aris who puts this ridiculous penalty clause into his contract. Or misha hish l'shtare, sugis hamefursamos in nashim nezikin, where you find this idea of asmachta leikanya. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes immediately argued with Rami Bar Chama. He said, Kolke agavna lav asmachti. No way, this is not an asmachta. Why not? So the Gemara doesn't explain, but Rashi explains. Asmachta is only where I really can control it. So the Oris says that I agree that if I'm lazy and I don't work the field, I'll pay a $10,000 penalty. What does the Oris need to do not to pay the $10,000 penalty? Stop hitting the snooze button, get out of bed, and work. As long as it's something he could control. Misha hish l'shtare. He could control. Pay the balance of the chayiv, and you're not going to have to pay this penalty. Being that I could control it, we could assume I never had a mind to be machnet. It's an asmachta. Asmachta leikani. If somebody takes the money, he's going to be considered a gazlan. But if I make a bet, if this team wins, I owe you money. Do I control? I'm not wearing a uniform. I'm not playing. It's not something you can control. It's very hard to control gambling. And as a kiyodua, so if it's something that's difficult to do, it's not in my control. That doesn't make it asmach. Asmach is the taich that I never really was going with that because I knew I could prevent this. But how could you prevent the gambling? You can't prevent it. You have no control. And if you are mechayev yourself, it's a real hischayvus. If it's a real hischayvus, it's not asmachta. If it's not asmachta, it is kanya. If it is kanya, he's not a gazlan. It's a little counterintuitive. Either way, Rav Sheshes said, Mesachi Bekuvia is not an asmachta. If it's not asmachta, he's not a gazlan. Elo. So why then is a Mesachi Bekuvia pasul eidos? Because gamblers are not oisik bi yeshuva yishaloylam. So what? So you have to see Rashi. Rashi's on the Mishnah. Rashi says, Hoyov, the last Rashi, they ain't asukim yeshuva yishaloylam, in a bekiyim betiv dinim umasumatam. Number one, then not familiar with basic transactions, they don't understand business, they're in on Yurechet. And not just that, they're not Yore Shemayim either. Interesting. Perhaps Shana Rashi is because Yofa Torim Derech Eretz, She Yegiya Shnei Mishkach HaSovin. So if a person is a batlin, Batola Mevil, Deizimo, it brings to a lot of bad things. So the point is that this person, being that he doesn't have a real job, so number one, he doesn't understand business. Number two, he's not a Yore Shemayim. A person like that, how can we trust him as an aide? If he's not a Yore Shemayim, he may lie. If he doesn't understand business, he doesn't have a clue what he's saying aides on anyways. Either way, said Rav Sheshes, that's the reason. It's not because he's a gazlan, he do it us. This is not us. I agree, I but kolki agavno layas my benai. What's the nafkamina? Ikimina the government no sachriti. Nafkamina is very simple. Nafkamina is if a person has a job. If the reason masachik bekuvi is possible edus because he's a gazan, it doesn't matter if he has another job. He's still a gazan. If the reason that masachik bekuvi is possible edus is because he's not oisik b'yeshuva shaloylam, that's only true if he doesn't have a job. Let's say he has a job and he just spends his weekends gambling. Okay, then he's not going to be possible edus. Tanan, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai. Truth is, it's really the end of the Mishnah. Because what the Mishnah say, Rabbi Yehuda said, when is a Mesachah B'kuvya Pasul Eidos? If he doesn't have another job, but if he does have a job, it raises a kosher. In that case, he's going to be kosher. Alma says the Gemara, what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah? Time the Masisim, Yishum Yeshuvah Shalayla. Right? L'chura. Rabbi Yehuda said, we just said, what's the Nafkamina between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes? What's the nafkamina mesachik bekuvia is possible edus because asmachta lekanya or because he's not oisik b'yeshuva shaloylam if he has another job? Now, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda said that when is it that a mesachik bekuvia is possible edus if he doesn't have a job? But if he has a job, he's not going to be possible edus. Freik the Gemara kasha l'Rami Bar Chama. Isn't it a kasha Rami Bar Chama? Because according to Rami Bar Chama, if a mesachik bekuvia is possible edus because asmachta lekanya, even if he has another job, he should be possible edus. The chitim, you're going to tell me, pligi rabbanon, oled Rabbi Yehuda. How are you asking a kashmir brachama from Rabbi Yehuda? Sure, Rabbi Yehuda said that. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said a masachi bekuvi is only possible if he doesn't have another job. The Rabbanan seemed to argue. The Rabbanan didn't say that. So it's mashma that according to the Rabbanan has nothing to do with having another job. So really, when Rabbi Brachama learned this mishnah, what Rabbi Brachama saw was a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Brachama paskin like the Rabbanan over Rabbi Yehuda, which makes a lot of sense. So how you ask me a kashmir on Rabbi Brachama from Rabbi Yehuda, who's the das yochin in the mishnah? If anything, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be arguing with the Chachamim. If that's the case, the Chachamim hold that a Masachet B'kuv is possible even if you do have a job, which is a riot to Rami Bar Chama. Zakhtu Gemara, you can't say that. Because V'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Kabak Hashem Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai u'bama. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, which you find often, says the word Eimasai u'bama, so the Rabbanan says something, and then Rabbi Yehuda comes and he qualifies it. Eimasai, Eina yalu lefarish tivich Chachamim. In all those cases, he's being mechad, farish to Chachamim. He's not coming to argue. Rabbi Yechon said, Eimasai lefarish, u'bama lachlik. But everybody agrees, Eimasai lefarish. Everyone agrees that the word Eimasai is being lefarish. That means Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, who used that magic word. What was the magic word? Eimasai. So if you use the word Eimasai, Eimasai meant the Chalamah, lefarish. So that means, Sai the Chachamim, Sai Rabbi Yehuda hold that the only time a Masachi B'kuvya is possible to Eidus is if he doesn't have another job. If he has another job, he's kosher, which means that the reason he's possible to Eidus is not because he's a Gazlan, but it's because he's an Oisik B'Yeshuv V'Yishalayla. So Kasha L'Rami Bar Chama, Fekhti Gemara, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis. How can you ask a Kasha from something Rabbi Shuv and Levi said, or something Rabbi Yechanan said on Rami Bar Chama? Mar Sover, Pligi, Mar Sover, Loi Pligi. Maybe it's true, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Rabbi Yechanan held that whenever Rabbi Yehuda said the word Eimasai, it's lefarish. But maybe Rabbi Chama argued. Rabbi Chama thought that Eimasai could be, he's coming to argue. And the way Rabbi Chama learned the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda being lefarish to the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda arguing with the Chachamim. If that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Masachim because he's possible Eidus because he's not Oisik B'Yishuv V'Shalaylam. But the Chachamim holds a Masachim because he's possible Eidus because Asmach Lelikani, because he's a Gazlan. And Rabbi Chama is passing like the Chob. He's not paskin it like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gemara says v'loy pligi. The Gemara flips it. V'tain relent in a brayso. Bein sheyesh lo yomnos shloihu. Bein sheein lo yomnos elohu. Hareze pasul. This is a mafurish a brayso where the brayso says that a mesachik b'kuvya is always pasuleidus. It doesn't matter if he has a job, he doesn't have a job. A mesachik b'kuvya is always pasuleidus. I, the Mishnah, said the only time a mesachik b'kuvya is pasuleidus is when he doesn't have another job. Must be it's machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So this is actually a raya to Rami Bar Chama. It's a kasher Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Shulman Levi both said that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says a Masai is coming to be mefarish to Rechachonim, which would suggest that when Rabbi Yehuda said that the only time a Sachem B'Kuv is possible is if he doesn't have another job, it's true not only for Rabbi, even for the Chachonim. Here I have a Mufurisha Braisa, where the Braisa says it doesn't matter if he does have a job, doesn't have a job, he's always possible. Again, a riot to Rami Bar Chama. It's a kasher Rabbi Yoichanon. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Zokta Gemara, Hahi, you could always answer, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rab Tarfani. It's a third Shita, it's Shitas Rab Tarfani. The Tanya relent in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rab Tarfani, Yehuda said in the name of Rab Tarfani, Lo'ilam Ein Echam Ehem Nozer, Lefisha Le'in Nitin and Aziros, El Haflo. So this could really take us down a whole nother road, which we won't go down, but the Poshet Halacha of Rab Tarfani is where there were two people sitting around, and there was somebody coming from the distance, and a fight broke out between these two people. Is that person a Nozer, or is he not a Nozer? So Reuven said he is a Nazar, Shimon said he's not a Nazar, said they made a bet. Reuven tells Shimon, if you're right, I'll become a Nazar. And Shimon tells Reuven, if you're right, I'll become a Nazar. Says Rav Tarfon, nobody's a Nazar. Meaning, really, somebody should be a Nazar, because either Reuven's right or Shimon's right. Either this person walking is a Nazar or is not a Nazar. So based on that, there should be one Nazar here. Someone here has to be a Nazar. But says Rav Tarfon, no one's a Nazar. And the reason no one's a Nazar is because Leinitna Nazirus Elo lehaflo. There has to be a clarkite of whether you're going to be a Nazar or not going to be a Nazar when you utter the magic words, Arini Nazar. And being that over here, the whole Kabbalah's Nazirus was really dependent on something, so being that it's dependent on something, no one's going to be a Nazar. So this is Rav Tarfon's halacha that's featured very prominently in Masechtas Nedarim and in Masechtas Nazar. What does that have to do with our sugyo? Says the Gemara Chiddush that maybe Pshat and Rav Tarfon is, the reason no one is a Nazar is because of Asmachta. Because the way we look at this Kabbalah's Naziris as if it wasn't a real Kabbalah's Naziris. Because the only reason Reuven and Shimon took upon the Naziris is because they thought they were right. What did Reuven tell Shimon? If you're right, I'll be a Nazir. That's like a gambler. If your team wins, I'll pay you money. I don't think your team's going to win. I don't think you're right. That's why I'm willing to be Makabo Naziris. And what do you see from here? That even though this is an Asmachto, in the Masachik B'Kuvya sense, it's something that you don't really have control over. It's something you think, but it's not something you have control. It's not like the Oris who can get out of bed. It's not like the Loiva who can just pay the balance of the Chayiv. It's something that's out of his control. Still, it falls into the Geder of Asmach Dolikanya, which was Shitas Rami Barchoma, which was not like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Kol ki agav nalav asmachta. What was the word? When I don't have control over it, it's not considered an asmachta. It was Rami Rachama that said it was an asmachta. So what the Gemara is saying now is that Rav Sheshes said that in our Mishnah, everybody holds the reason Masachi B'kuv Yispas L'Eidos is because he's not Oisek B'Yishuv V'Shalayu. How do we know that? Because Rav Yehuda said Mefurish, Eimosai B'Zman She'en L'Hun Zalahu, Avo Yesh L'Um N'Shalayu K'Sher. And whatever Rav Yehuda said, Eimosai is B'Mefarish. Then inside Rav Yehuda holds that way, inside the Chachamim hold that way. Why don't you say that even if he has a job, it should be possible this because it's an asmachta. Kol ki agav nalav asmachta. That's what the Gemara says. There's a braisa that says mefurish that ki agav no is an asmachta. Because the braisa says whether he has a job or doesn't have a job, he's always going to be possible this. The Teretz says, I agree, says Rav Sheshes, there is a shita out there in the world that holds like Rami Bar Chomo, that kol ki agav no is an asmachta. Even when it's out of my control, it's still considered an asmachta. And that shita is Rav Tarfin, and that price would be going like Rav Tarfin. But we don't pass like Rav Tarfin. And as it relates to this halacha right here, there's nothing to talk about. The halacha is that a mesachik b'kuvius posel eidos, not because of asmachta, but rather because he's not oisik b'yeshuvoi shaloi. Zok de Gemara. So the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, ve'eloin apsulim, number one, a mesachik b'kuvius, number two, ve'hamalva beribis, amar Rava said, lava beribis posel eidos. Even though the Mishnah says malva beribis, but it's lav dafka malva beribis. If somebody borrows money beribis, he's a loiva, he's also going to be posel eidos. Trade the Gemara, v'anan tam, we learned in the Mishnah, malva beribis, doesn't say loiva beribis. Zok de Gemara, the way Rava learned the Mishnah is milva hab. Not malva, he didn't read malva. What he read was milva, that any loan that has to do with ribbis, it doesn't matter what side of the table you're on. If you're the lender, if you're the borrower, any milva, baba ribbis, the malva or the loiva is going to be postulated. So, the Gemara, a mice, a barbinisos, that was a person, a sidubetre, sahadi. Two Adam walked into Bezin and he testified about him. Chadama one said, kamididi oizif biribisa, that I witnessed this person lend money biribis. Chadama the other one said, lididi oizfam biribisa, that he loaned money to me biribis. So, again, two people were made that barbinisos lent money biribis. One said that I was just an innocent bystander, I saw this happen. The other person said, I was actually the loiva. Posle, Rav, the barbinisos. So, Rav said, Barbenisus is posulatus. Meaning he's a malva beribis. Two Adam said he's a malva. It's fate to Gemara. How could Rav have said that? For Rav, who dama lava beribis posulatus. Rav said that not only is the malva beribis posulatus, but the loiva beribis is also posulatus. Now, one of the two Adam over here was the loiva, right? One of the chevres said, Lididi, he loaned money to me. Now, if the loiva himself is posulatus, vavale rasha. So the minute he says that I borrowed money beribis, he becomes a rush. Vatayram, and the Torah says, Altashes, rasha, eh? Right? What does it really say? Altashes. Yotcha im Rasha Leo Said Hamas. But this is the abbreviated version, Al Tashis Rasha Eid, a Russian stock, Posseladus. And by the way, this is a Rasha to Hamas. And even though Rav Ashita is only Rasha to Hamas, but this is a Rasha to Hamas. So that you want to know Pshat. And how to reconcile these two Ravas, you have to know a third Rava. The Amar Rava, Rava said, Adam Kar Veitzel Atzmoy, the Ein Adam Meisim Atzmoy Rasha. We had this already on Daf Tes. Rava holds that Ein Adam Meisim Atzmoy Rasha. So when the person said Lididi Oisven Biribisa, he's not believed to say that he was a Leiva Biribis. Meaning that he's not believed to say that he's a Leiva Biribis. See, he didn't make himself into a Rasha, right? Ein Adam Meisim Atzmoy Rasha. And it's for that reason he's kosher to be made. The Barbenisus was Taka Malva Beribis. Now, obviously, what you have to speak out over here is that Rava holds Eina the Mesa Matzmei Rasha, but at the same time, Rava also holds Palginon Dibura. So, although this person is not believed to say that he was the Leiva Beribis, but he is believed to say that Barbanisos was the Malva Beribis, and it's for that reason he was believed. So, again, there were three Ravas. Rava said a Leiva Beribis is Pasaladus. Rava told a story that a person once said about someone else that he loaned money to be Beribis, and Rava trusted him as an A. And the third Rav is that Rav holds Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha, and as a result, Palginon Dibura, that's how you make these Ravish Tim. Zok the Gemara, Hu Tabacha, there was a butcher, Deshtakach Denavka Trifta Mitachas Yodeh. So there was a certain butcher, and they found out that this butcher was selling treifas, Postle Rav Nachman, the Avrei. Rav Nachman said, you can't be a butcher anymore, right? You're a chashid, you're selling treifas. And he removed him from his post. Azal, so this person wanted to do tshuva. So what did he do? Rabba Mazi v'tufre, he started letting his hair grow long. He let his fingernails grow long, meaning he was doing different sigufim. He was behaving as if he was doing tshuva. So Rav Nachman lachshure. So Rav Nachman said, oh, gavaldik, this person's about tshuva, you can bring him back. Amalei Rabba said, Dumma irume kamarim. I don't trust him. Maybe this person's a faker. He wants people to think that all of a sudden he became very holy. I wouldn't just all of a sudden bring him back this. Okay, so what is the Eitzah? I mean, if this Yid wants to do tshuva, so how do you know that it's legit? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Dibar Rabban, you have to do Rabbi Dibar Rabban. So Dom Rabbi Dibar Rabban, Chashid ala Treifos. If someone's Chashid and Treifos, ain't like Takana, he doesn't have any Takana, there's no redemption. He has to go to a place where nobody recognizes him. And he has to find an Aveda, good luck. But the point is, he has to find an Aveda, and it has to be not an expensive Aveda, and he has to return it. Or go to a place where nobody knows who he is, and he should become a butcher, and he should have a treifa, and he should take this treifa, and he should throw it in the garbage. The point is, you have to do a tshuva samishka, right? It has to be a tshuva where you show that even though you are chashin on treifas, meaning you're willing to be machshel people on treifas to make a buck, now show that you're willing to give money away. You don't have any more that Taivas Mammon, or at the very least, you're not going to do Averis for Taivas Mammon anymore, and it has to be in a place where no one knows who you are. If you could do that, then it's going to be a tshuva. If not, not. Either way, moving along in the Mishnah. Hamasachik Bekuvya, Hamalva Beribis, who's number three on the list? What does this even mean? Hacha Targumos and Bavel, they used to say that Mafriche Yoinim is Itekadme Yoinach Liyoin, or Liyoini. Basically, people play bird racing. So I own a bird, you own a bird, let our birds have a race, and whoever wins is going to be the winner. In other words, like a form of Masachik Bekuvya. Rav Chama bar Oishiyah said, Ara. That what it means is, Ara. So Ara, Zok Rashi, Melumit lehevi yoine mi mekoyman lebeis bailam al karcha. The Yeshbem Gezel. So this is someone who trains his birds to know how to recruit other birds from other people's houses, and he gets them to come to him, and he's on some level a shtikal gasa. So again, what are the two shittas? Either in tekad meyoinach liyoin, which is again a form of gambling. What's the problem with that? Refer to the first sugya. Rab Chama bar Oishiyah said, no, it's more of a prosta gazlan. Guy basically trains his bird to be able to ganva other people's birds. So the Gemara says like this, man, the Omar itekad me yoinach liyoin. My time is like, Omar, Ara. The man that said that it's like a form of gambling, why didn't he say Ara? Amalach, he's going to tell you, Ara, ne darki shalom ba'alma. Ara is not real gzeva. All it is darki shalom. And the reason is because a person can't really own a yoinah. Because this yoina usually comes min hahefker, it has a mind of its own, and as a result, there's no real bailus on it. In fact, the issit to go into someone's house and steal his yoina is mipnei darkei shalom. It's not even gzeil derabbanan. All it is darkei shalom. And if all you're doing is something that's awesome, mipnei darkei shalom, it doesn't make you possible eidos. I feel nishma derabbanan. I mean, there's the gazlan deiraisa, there's the gazlan de devreim, and then there's the person who's stealing, but the only reason it's awesome for him to steal is mipnei darkei shalom. Or is darkei shalom, it's not enough to make you possible. That said, why didn't he say that maybe this is some form of bird racing? What do you mean? That is Masachik. Isn't that included in Masachik Bekuvya? Okay, if itach, the mandama that holds that Mafriche Yoinim is just another form of Masachik Bekuvya. So, right, we didn't mention all forms of gambling in the Mishnah. Masachik Bekuvya, which is a general point. So, why are we singling out Mafriche Yoinim? So the Gemara says, because we want to bring out two very fundamental types of gambling. Okay, tana toila b'das atzmoi, v'tana toila b'das yoinoi. There are times where you gamble, where really it's all about you and your strategy and your kayak, and then there's times where it's not about you, it's about your yoina, your horse, etc. Right? V'tzrich, and you need both. Tana toila b'das atzmoi, because had we only had the case of Masachik Bekuvya, where you're a toila b'das atzmoi, I would think, hasam hudloi gomeru makni. There, you're not gomeru makni. And the way Rashi says, this is referring to Rami Bar Chama, who said that the reason Masach Bekuvya's possible edus is related to Asmach Dolikanya, right? It's based on the fact that you're a loy gomeru makni. So I would think that when are you a loy gomeru makni? That's if you're toila b'das atzmoi. The Omar, because you say Kimli Benafshoi, the Adana Tvei, right, as much as you don't really know, but you read Zechain, then you know how to, right, you know how to roll the dice. But if someone's Toivat Asi Yoyna, aim a lie. There, for sure, you're out of control, because it's your Yoyna. So how do I know if my horse is going to win the race? If he thought of Toivat Asi Yoyna, he had to say Toivat Asi Yoyna, I would say, no, fakert. The Omar Benakshat Al Yomilsa. Right, there is a strategy. So Rashi says that they used to have these like little daffin made of wood, umenakshin zuluzu, and they would clap it, and they had ways to like instigate, right? The jockey's whipping the horse to make him go a little bit faster. So you think, fakir, there is some strategy. Get the clapper. But the fact that I'm going to, right, roll doubles, mechatesi, that's something that's going to happen. Tzrichi, therefore, I need the tzrichi. So because there's a svar and toilet with us, there's a svar and toilet with us, and that's why we need the two svaras. Either way, so we have a machlik, is what mafriche yoinim is. Is mafriche yoinim just another form of gambling? Or is mafriche yoinim what the Gemara calls arf? Eidu am meisra, last year, kasha. There seems to be a braisa, this is a tesefti here, masachta Sanhedrin, that picks one of these two sides. Zok the braisa, masachik bekufya. Eilu hena masachim bepispasim. These are people that play with dice, again, cubes. And Rashi says, what's pispasim? These are shivrei eitzim. They're cubes that are made of wood. Now, the price continues and says, "V'loy pispasim b'vad amru." Right, the isra of masach bekuvio doesn't have to be, even though that's the classic masach bekuvio. El afilu klipei egoisim v'klipei rimoinim. Even if you make dice out of the shells of an egois or of a rimoin, just the zelba gambler and all these halachas are going to apply. The emes like chazarosan. Let's say somebody's a gambler. Now he wants to do tshuva. He doesn't want to be considered a gambler anymore. How do you become not a masach bekuvio anymore? Mishayishbro is pispaseim. What you have to do is, number one, you break the cubes. V'yachzur behem chazorikim. And you do a full tshuva, how so? Right? You don't even play recreationally. This is something you don't do anymore, even not for money. You're not even going to have a friendly bet. You're completely out of this geschäft. That's how you make your comeback. Malva Beribis, the Braisa continues and says, Malva Beribis is also someone that's puzzled. Right? It was mentioned in our Mishnah. So what's the definition? Number one, Echad HaMalva V'Echad HaLoiva. This Braisa, it's interesting, the Gemara didn't bring it on Amad Aleph. This is a Tanya Kavasi de Rava, right? Rava was the one who said on Amad Aleph that the Leiva Rib is also. The Gemara said, it says Malva Milva, right? Not Malva Milva. Here's the Mufurisha Braisa. So, who is it? It's Echad Malva Echad Aleph. The Imus like Chazar Rasa. Let's say someone's a Malva Leiva Rib. He wants to do Tshuva. So, how do you do Tshuva? Mishi Korish Tareim. They tear up their star. The Yachzim Chazar Gemur. That fill the Nachri Le Moisvi. Wow. Even to a guy. Even though the land ribis to a guy, according to Rambam, is even a mitzvah, right? Rambam's Moinin is safer on mitzvahs. Oh, but the bottom line is even that you're not. Mafricha Yoinim. What's Mafricha Yoinim? Elushem Mamrim Esa Yoinim. These are people that are mamrim as a yoinim. They rates on the yoinim. V'lo yoinim v'vad amru. Now it's not only yoinim. El afilu behema chaya v'oif. Even if it's a behema chaya v'oif. V'emosai chazoroson. Let's say you want to be chayzer. How you chayzer? Mishayish bruas pigomeyem. When they break these things that they used to use to rates on the yoinim. V'yachzurem chazor gemura. And they do a full tshuva. And what does that mean? Afilu b'midbar nami lo yavdi. They won't even do this in the midbar. What does it mean even in the midbar? Even when there's no yoinim, even there they're not going to do it. Seicher yishvias. The Mishnah says seicher yishvias. So the Braisa says, what's seicher yishvias? Elu shenoisim v'noisnim b'peir yishvias. These are people that handle, they do geschäft with peir yishvias. V'emos haichazaros mishtakiya shvias acheres v'yibadu. When the next shvias comes, if they're baidu, they stop, that's their tshuva. Nechemiah said, "Leichazar is dvarim b'vadom." No, it's not enough. You know, being boidel doesn't just mean I'm not going to do it anymore. El chazar as moment, they actually have to put their money where their mouth is. Ketzad, Oymer, the person has to say as follows: I need pliny bar pliny, ki nasti masayim zuz beperish shvias. I know I made $200. Let's say of perish shvias. Varehe nesune b'matona laniim. I'm giving it laniim. Either way, says Ketani Mias. Well, we need one thing from this brisa. What do we need from this brisa? What we need from this braisa is mafriche yoin. Right, we're holding in the sugi of mafriche yoin. We already dealt with the mesachet bekuvia. We dealt with the malva beribis. The seicher shvias is going to be coming up. So really, what we're holding in is the mafriche yoin. We had a machlokes. Mafriche yoin, is it just a race between my yoin and your yoin, or is it ara? You're using your yoin to recruit, which is a form of gzeil. And we're bringing this braisa to prove out one of these two tzedakim. What's the raya? Ketani mia behema. It said behema, right? It said by mafriche yoin. Lav dafko yoin. And lafilu behema chayev oif. So mention behema. Now bishlam the man domi tekan me yoin uchli yoin hayne meshkachso behema. Right? You can have a race between birds, it could be between behemoths, it could be between chayas, you know, potentially between the musim too, right? It could be between anything. We can make a race, right? But Elamanda Amma Ara, but according to Manda Amma that says Ara Behema Bas Hachi, I can't think of one Behema that has this ability, this kayach, to pull off an Ara. Must be this is the biggest raya in the world that what? That Mafriche Yoinim must be a race, not Ara, and that's why the Brisa said it's true even for a Behema, but the Gemara says it's not true. In Beshar Habar, right? There's something called a Shar Habar, and the Shar Habar, it's a certain type of Shar, and that Shar actually does have the ability to do. Rashi says this Shar Habar is Doima Lechaya, and it has the ability to do certain things like the Chaya. The Tanan, it's a Mishra Shar Habar, Min Behemo, Rabbi Yossi Amin Min Chaya, Rabbi. Command Amma Shar Abar Min Behemo. Right, skip the line. U command Amma Shar Abar Min Chayu, and this is going to be true according to Man Amma that holds that the Shar Abar is a Min Behemo. The Tanakh, we learned in the Mishnah, Shar Abar Min Behemo, who Rabbi Yossi Amir Min Chayu. But if you hold that the Shar Abar is a Behemo, the Shar Abar has the ability to recruit, and that's where it'd be Negea, this Indian of Mafriche Yoinim, even by Behemo. Right, where's the Negea by Behemo? It's Negea by the Shar Abar. The Shar Abar is a Behemo. Now, if you hold it's a Chayu, then it's a problem. But if you hold the Shar Habar as a Behema, that is an example of a Behema that has the ability to recruit. One Rashi, just in case this is bothering the Olam, I think it's worth speaking out. The Gemara asked the Kasha from the Braisa on the Manda Amma that holds that Mafriche Yoinim is Ara. What was the Kasha? The Kasha was that the Braisa, when it elaborates on the Mafriche Yoinim, so it says Velo Yoinim Bovad Amru, El Afnilu Behema Chaya Va'oif. Right? Even a Behema Chaya Va'oif. And if it means Afilu Behema Chaya Va'oif, oh, must be it's a race. Because if it's Ara, I understand it by Chaya and Oif, I don't understand it by Behema. By Behema, where's the Shaykh? And the Gemara's Teretz says, no, it is Shaykh, by Shar Habar. The problem is, if you look right in the Braisa, what did the Braisa continue and say? Ve Mosai Chazar Rasan. What's the Chazar Gemur? That's the Chazar Gemur. Now, what's the difference if you do it in the Midbar, if you do it somewhere else? Right? If you go gamble in the Midbar, it makes a difference? What's the difference, right? Doesn't matter where you do it. Doesn't matter if you do it in the, right? It's all the same. So, what's that line? That feel Midbar Nami Lo Yavti. So, Rashi says, because in the Midbar, it's like Shchichi Yoinim the Yishuv. And being that it's Moshchicha Yoinim the Isha, to the extent that Mafricha Yoinim is Ara, there's no Ara problem over there. Because what's he really doing? So if I'm someone that has these Yoinim, and Lamaisa, I'm not a Goslin. And the reason I'm not a Goslin is because in the Midbar it's not a problem. So you want to be Chayser, don't get involved in this Midah of racing on, the, even in a Midbar where it's Moshchicha Yoinim. That's what the Chazara would be. That part of the Braisa shrais that the Braisa does mean Ara. Because if the Pshana Mafriche Yoinim is Masachi Bekuvi, who cares if you're in the Midbar, not in the Midbar? So the Gemara asks the Kasha on the Mandama that says Ara from the Braisa because it says the word Behema. I don't know Ara of Behema. Teretz is Shairabar, the Mandama that holds it to Min Behema. What do you mean? The next line of the Braisa screams. It screams, Mamish, that what's going on is Ara. How do you see that? Because the Chazara is that Afilu B'Midbar Lo Yavdi, and the Mayu of Afilu B'Midbar Lo Yavdi must be the Lishchichi Yoinim. And even there, you're not going to get involved in this type of behavior. So Rashi says, because of this, you have no choice, and you have to say that those words, that Afilu B'Midbar Nami Lo Yavdi is not part of the Braisa. That's how far Rashi was bothered with this kasha. It's such an obvious kasha. You have to mekos those words from the Braisa. So who's saying it? The Gemara is saying it. So Rashi's not saying, don't be goyoset. That's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's just saying that it's not part of the Braisa. Now, Lefiyo Emes, if you hold that the Mafricha Yoinim is Ara, Emes like Chazaros in those words, and that's what the Gemara means. Now, if you hold that Lefiyo Emes, Mafricha Yoinim is just a form of Mesachik Bekuvio, so what would be the Chazara Gemura? So Rashi says, Posh, it's going to be what the Chazara Gemura is according to the Mandamal's Mesachik Bekuvio. Afilu Bechinim Lo Yavdi. But the bottom line is, this is the first daf here of this sugyo as it relates to Mesach Bekuvis. Again, this is something that has come up a lot over the years. Baruch Hashem, we have related raid bites. I mean, the Iker one on today's daf is the gambler, but there are others that are obviously relevant as this is an often quoted daf in Shas. But as it relates to Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, I just want to speak out one ha'ara, and really it's a tshuva. It's one tshuva. It's a tshuva from the Hilgi Chassam Sofer. This tshuva is printed in the Koivitz Tshuvos, and it's tshuva Chof Aleph. So there was a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. There was a Yid who had, unfortunately, Shmat. So this was a Yid, and he left the Yiddish Aveg, got involved with a Galach, and the next thing the Olam knew, they heard that this person was not conducting himself anymore like an Upkehitin Yid. Anyways, it seems that that kufa that this person had didn't last very long. And the rumor then spread that he's no longer together with this galach, and he's back on a decent track. Either way, years later, he became a shaychet. And there was a big tumult. Are you allowed to buy from his shechita? Or you're not allowed to buy from his shechita? What would be the tzatnat? The tzatnat is, this person at one point was a mumal avodah zarah. And the mumal avodah zarah is the first sugi mesachtes kulin. Right? Everybody knows, not allowed to shecht. His shechita is shechitas nevela. And if that's the case, if this person was once a mumal avodah zarah, I don't know if you can trust his shechita. But the reason it was a tumult is because the olam said, yeah, I mean, that was 5 years ago. But, you know, since then, I don't know, as far as we know, he's an upgeit and a yid. He said, yeah, but he was once a mumal avodah zarah. You have to do tshuva. You know what it means to do tshuva? You can't just do tshuva. How do you know he's not a mumal avodah zarah anymore? And the shaila was presented to the Chasam Sofer. And if you think about it, it's a very, very fundamental question. This is a person that was a mumal avodah zarah, right? This he reached rock bottom. That's the lowest of the low. He's in shol tachtas. And now he's behaving like a yid. Is he a bal tshuva, quote unquote? Meaning, could we now trust him all of a sudden to the point that you'd be able to eat from his shechita? Or maybe it's not so pashut. Meaning, if he was once a mummer, to take that stigma and that label of mummer off, maybe we have to be batuach that you really did tshuva. I don't know if this person did tshuva, right? Just because he's putting on tefillin every day and he's davening 3 times a day, etc., etc. Lav davke, that means he did tshuva. Open up a Ram Hilchos tshuva. It's not so poshid, right? Go through the Svar Makdoshim. So how do we know if he's a mummer or not a mummer? This is a big shayla, and this is a shayla that could permeate so many different areas of halacha, and it was presented to the Helig Chasam Sofer. Ilamdenu Rabbeinu, how are we supposed to go back this inyan? And the Chasam Sofer wrote a tshuva, which is nevuah, which is hutzrucha l'tayres. He laid down the law of the land. This is the way you're supposed to approach a tshuva like this. This is so fundamental. Now, just as a hakdama, the Chasam Sofer in this tshuva touches on things that we've touched about so many times over the years, Baruch Hashem. But the bottom line is, this was the tshuva that the Helig Chasam Sofer wrote. And he really began like this. He said that the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, everyone knows this Gemara. Heichi dami bal tshuva. What's about tshuva? Kol shabas aver liyadai pam achas ubeis v'nitzel imenu. That if somebody is someone that did averis, and now that aver that he used to do, it presented itself to him once, twice, and he was nitzel. If you're saying 2 times, that's about tshuva. Machvi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda added, and he said, ba'oisei makom, uba'oisei perek, uba'oisei ish. That is the definition of tshuva. So we know it's tshuva samishkal, right? A person did this aveira, it was mamash, oise makam, oise isha, it was oise shah, right? Ben Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, also it has to be oise taiva, you're the same age, right? But the point is that that's what tshuva is, that if a person finds himself in the same matzav that he was in when he was nichshol, and this time is not nichshol, so then he is going to be considered a bal tshuva. Said the Chasam Sofer, I never understood this gemara. A few things. He says, number one, somebody was over Chayvi Krisis. His lashon is, he was born in Eishes Ish. And then all of a sudden, he found himself in a matzav of Yichud with an Eishes Ish, and he wasn't Mizana. That's it. He gets Kapari. He says, I don't believe it. Can't be. It can't be. It's not possible. He says, number two, it sounds like it doesn't matter how many times you did the Aveir. You could do the Aveir once. You could do the Aveir 100 times. But at the end of the day, if a person finds himself once or twice in this matziv and he's nitzel amenu, there has to be a difference in Hilchus Tshuva for someone that did an Avera one time or someone did an Avera multiple times. It can't be the same. It's not possible. There has to be some carve-out. There has to be an asterisk. There has to be a sif cotton that says, well, if you did it once, it doesn't say anything. It says, hey, chidami bal tshuva, kol shabas Avera li other pamachas ubeis v'nitzel amenu. There has to be a nafgemina. He said, and besides, if this is what tshuva is, then what's everything else that we know about tshuva? And number one in the Rishonim, but forget about in the Rishonim. Even in the Rekeach, he quotes from the Shlach Kodesh, Sigufim, Gilgul Sheleg, right, going into a Gefreud and a Mikveh, like all these things. What's that all about? So he says, I push and don't know how to give us a chenetzah with this Gemara. I know tshuva is a big sugya, it's a big deal, but this one line, which it sounds like kol shabas aver liyadai pam achas ubeis v'nitzel imenu. But it's a mokam, that's already about tshuva, zakhtar chsam soifer, to me it's a tmir gedayla. I mamish don't understand it. V'zeu teima, that's his lashon. So the Chasam Sofer says, Ocheinu emes kenu, and this is the Yisoid. The Yisoid is as follows. He says, it's pasha to me that this Gemara in Yuma, when it said Heichidami Bal Tshuva, was not discussing how a person does tshuva on an Avera. As if to say, a person did an Avera, and now he has an Avera on his balance sheet that needs to be addressed. Heichidami Bal Tshuva is not the way to get that liability removed. That's not what this Gemara is talking about. He said this Gemara is talking about something else. This Gemara is talking about somebody that's a chashud. He's a chashud on a certain inyan. He's a chashud on treifas. He's a chashud on shvias. He's a chashud on bechayros. And he doesn't want to be a chashud anymore, because when you're a chashud, no one trusts you. Right, if you're a chashud on treifas, can't trust the guy shchita, etc., etc. How do you become a bal tshuva that you should no longer be a chashud on that inyan? On that, said the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara said, Kol Shabbos Aver Liyodei Pamachas Ubeis V'Nitzalei Menu. And Machvir Rav Yudah Baisa Mokum Baisa Isha Baisa Shah. That if we see that you're making some errands to Kabbalah, that you're not going back to do that Aver anymore, V'Horaya, you found yourself in the same Nisaya once or twice, and you were Nitzel, so now you're not Choshen anymore. And that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that that's how you become. The Gemara doesn't mean that you're about tshuva, that's you don't have to worry about Taveris anymore. No, you still have to clap al chet when it comes Yom Kippur. But what we mean is that if you can make an Erlich Kabbalah, that makes you ois choshen on this Indian. And he says, the Emma says, take a look at Rashi and Bechiris Taflamid, where the Gemara is talking about the sugya of Chashudim. Someone was choshen on Tyros, he was choshen on Shvias. Rashi's Loshen is Dibra Mascha Rabbiana Yohimar. Just reading one excerpt. You're going to have a choshen at Travayu, at Shvias Vata. So Chassam Sofer Rashi B'Lashoni Azov said, how do you become Ois Choshud? You make a Kabbalah. And if you go ahead and you make a Kabbalah, that in and of itself is going to be different. In other words, we're bifurcating tshuva from the standpoint of getting rid of the Avera versus tshuva from the standpoint of I, because of the Avera that I did, am labeled a certain way. A person that doesn't have Avera, he has an Avera, Schar Voynish. But also, he's a Choshed right now on that Inyan for which he did the Avera. Zogt Chassam Sofer, Heichidami Bal Tshuva is how you become a Choshed. Because for that, like Rashi says in Bechayr Staflam, and all you really need to do is make a Kabbalah. As it relates to the Tshuva and the Chet, that's a whole different sugya. Learn the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva, you'd learn, not for the faint of heart, but the Rekeach and the Shlon, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, that's this Chilik, that's this distinction, says the Chassam Sofer. And then the Chassam Sofer, it's a very long tshuva, I'm skipping a little bit. He says that the truth is, you find this inyan with regards to psulei etos as well. Our sugya, today's daf, the Gemara said, a mesachi pekuvya, malva beribis, mafriche yoinim, soichre shvias, that all pasulays, and the Gemara brought a long braisa that was Markov on the Mishnah, like Bryce's always do, right? This is a classic example, by the way. Mishnah says, V'eloin ha'psul, mazav, v'chum, mazav, rivas, v'chum, mazav, v'chum, mazav, v'chum. Then we had a Bryce, that was a half a Amid, right? This is a Bryce doing what it does, and a Mishnah doing what it does. But then the Bryce went on, and the Bryce said, Me'ema say chazarasan. If someone's a Masachi Bekuvya, how do you become Ois Masachi Bekuvya? So what's the answer? How do you become Ois Masachi Bekuvya? You don't gamble, even for fun, right? Even for fun, even if there's no money involved. Right? Even just for pride. Even for that, you're not going to do it. How do you become not a malva beribis? You take the star, you rip it up. Gamarnu. How do you become ois mafricha yoinim? You take those pispasim and you break it. Right? That's all you... What's going on over here? Why are these chevra pasul eidos? Because they're rishoyim. A rosh is the pasul eidos. Emes like chazarosim do tshuva. That's chazarosan. You have to do tshuva. That's the answer to the question. It was a chazarosan. You take the dice and you put them in. No, that's not chazarosan. Chazarosan is you have to do tshuva. How do you do tshuva? I don't know. How do you do tshuva? It's hard. Ramach's tshuva, right? El, that's how you do tshuva. So what do you mean? So if the teretz is, because with as it relates to this person being trusted again, and as it relates to this person being kosher ladur lehed, you don't have to get rid of the Avera. For that, all you need is an Erlich Kabbalah. Hey, Chidami Bal Tshuva, that's the Gemara and Yuma Peivav on the base. That's the Rashi and Bechayr Staf Lamed. All you need to do is make a Kabbalah. And for that, once you make a Kabbalah, that in itself is going to be enough. So, Emes HaChazer Asan, show that you mean business. You know you mean business. I don't gamble even for fun. Oh, perfect. Now we know that you're done. You're not gambling anymore. That's chazarosan. You take the shtar, you rip it up. You made money from shvias last year? Well, the $200, I'm giving it now to the ani. That's chazar. You don't have to do tshuva, tshuva, tshuva for that. You have to do tshuva, tshuva, tshuva to get rid of the avera, but not to be someone that's not going to be in this infamous list in our Mishnah that you're going to be possible other one. Now, the Chassam Sofer says this is really a bigger chiddush, and he has a big pilpul on this. Ayin shah. But it's a much bigger chiddush. Why is it a bigger chiddush? Because a chashud is just a chashud. When it comes to a rasha that's possible edus, it says in the Torah, al toshes rasha ed. The Torah says that if you're a rasha, you're possible edus. Since says the Chassam Sofer, Solkatay Tachamina, you would have thought that if you have averus on your balance sheet, at the end of the day, you're a rasha. So, of course, you can be possible edus. Meaning, when it comes to should I trust him, not trust him? Okay, it's a question. You're a chashid, you're not a chashid. I made a Kabbalah, an Erlich a Kabbalah, I'm not chashid anymore. I did averus, it's neither here nor there. Who cares? What's up doing? Anything. But here the Torah said Russia is possible edus. So, if the Torah said Russia is possible edus and you have averus, doesn't that mean you're a Russia? So, it's not. You see, no, it's not true. You could have a virus from here to the moon, but laughed after you're a Rasha. At the end of the day, once you make a Kabbalah, and once you I'm the scharet, and you give us enough evidence that you're not going to do this anymore, bishoy nishkein Rasha. That in and of itself is going to make you a Rasha. So you see from what? You see from Rashi and Bechiris, that how does a person go from being a chashet to not a chashet? All you need is a Kabbalah. And you see from Sanhedrin Chafet, how does a person go from being a Rasha, as it relates to Psuleyedas, to not a Rasha and Liam Psuleyedas, all you have to do is make an errand to Kabbalah. And it's all based on the Gemara, Yuma Pevav, and this. So I'm going to take it a step further. What about a Mummer? Someone that's a Mummer. Right? A Mummer has a very special place in Halacha. What about a Mummer? What about a Mummer Lavoid Zara? What about a Mummer Lekol HaToyrakul? What do you have to do to become a Mummer? Says the Chassam Sofer. You want to know what I think? I think it's pasha, it's no different than a chashid and a rasha. All the mummer has to do is make an erlich a kabbalah that I'm done. And if he makes an erlich a kabbalah, a hiru tshuva, that in and of itself makes him ois mummer. That's wow. It's not only true for chashid, and it's not only true for rasha and hilchas edus. It's true for a mummer. You could be an oivet avodah zarah, the guy's a galach. But if he makes an erlich a kabbal and he says, I'm done with this, it's all shtusim, I want to do tshuva. And heichidami bal tshuva, he had one opportunity, no, two opportunities, you're not going to get me. Done, you're ois mummer. It's like the Chassam Sofer, even though I hold that it doesn't need a raya, I don't think it needs a raya, but I'll give you a dmus of a raya. Nasa Adam, bitzalmenu kid museino. He says, I'll give you a dmus of a raya. Ukidmus raya ani oimer. And this dmus raya starts here. It goes here, if you're seeing, here, and it's 2 pages. And the raya is fire. This is the raya. We're going to end with this. Said El Yichsam Sofer, I'm going to bring you a raya. He says, the Gemara says, Masech to Schulen, Daf Hey. We learn that from a pasuk that says, Mikem, Adam Ki Yakrib Mikem Karben, Lohitzi Yasam Umar. Right in the beginning of Teirus Kain, right in the beginning of Parash Vayikra. Mikem Lohitzi Yasam Umar. A mummer can't bring a karben. So if you're a mummer, you walk into the Beis HaMikdash and you say, I'd like to bring a karben. Sorry, we can't accept your karma. Why not? You're a mummer. We cannot accept your karma. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Mikem loitznes. Freik tchassam soifer. Why didn't you need a pasuk mikem to tell me that a mummer can't bring a carbon? In order to bring a carbon, you have to do an avoida. Right? You have to do 4 avoidas. Shchita, kabbalah, hilacha, and zrika. A mummer can't shecht. A mummer shchita, shchita's nevela. If that's the case, the mummer can't do shchita. If the mummer can't do shchita, how could it bring a carbon? Now, you're going to tell me, when's the last time a guy that brought a carbon actually did the avoida? You give it to the kayhanim. Okay, but kol midi di'iyu loy matzi ovid, shliach nami loy matzi lamevid. So, I'm sorry for it. I don't understand the whole din of why we need a pasik that a mummer can't bring a carbon. Typically, the mummer can't do the avoida. He can't do the avodah because his shchita is shchita's nevela. So if you can't do a shchita, he can't bring a carbon. And if you can't do a shchita, he can't even be meman a shliach to do it for you, because anything that you can't do, the shliach can't do for you either. So the Chassam Sofer, I know what you're going to tell me. What you're going to tell me is that, nah, this is different. The reason this is different is because the Gemara says, Hanakiani, Shluchi Didan, or Shluchi Derachmana, right, Kiddushin Davchav Gimel, and the Gemara Masecht is Nedarim Lamid Hey as well, right, 2 places in Shas, Hanakiani, are they Shluchi Didan, are they Shluchi Derachmana, and the Gemara comes out that they're Shluchi the Rachmana? How do I know the Shulchan the Rachmana? Because otherwise, how could you make a Kayin, your Shlich, to do Kabbalah Ilachas Riko? Me ikumidi that the Tzar can't do it, the Shlich Namima. So the Gemara came out already that the Kayanim are Shulchan the Rachmana. So if they're Shulchan the Rachmana, so it's not a problem. Called over Elam Matsim, Shulchan Namila Matsim Mavid, because the Gemara addressed this already. Every Tzar has this problem. By Kabbalah Ilachas Riko, and the Gemara says, must be that the Shulchan the Rachmana. The Gemara only said it with regards to Kabbalah Ilachas Riko, which Atakai real avoidus, where Tzar is not able to do it. Of a shechita, which is ksheira bizar, the Gemara never said that the kayanim are shluchah d'rachmana. And if that's the case, it's mistaber that as it relates to shechita, they're really shluchah didan. By the way, this chiddush, if it rings a bell, it's because we talked about this at length in the machloikas between the Noida Yehuda and Rabbi Itzchak Hamburger and the sugya of Ein Shlichut V'Araver. Right, remember the sugya Ahuvi Mechutani Yena sugya. So when they had that whole inyu with that infamous get, not the get Mekliva, the other infamous get. So that was this is one of the big battle points. This chiddush that even though the Gemara says that Hani Kahani Ashlucha de Rachmano, why? Because the Miyak Kamidi, but it's only regarding the Kabbalah Ilachas Rika where the Tzar Takin can't do it. But as it relates to the Shechita, then it's a regular Shlichus. If that's the case, Frey Tachsam Soifer, I don't understand. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a mummer is someone that can't bring a carbon? Typically, the math doesn't work. Because to bring a carbon, you have to do Shechita. And a mummer can't Shecht. Because his shechita is nevela, like the sugya is in the beginning of Masechta Chulin. And if he can't shecht, he also can't be memana a shliach to shecht. Because anything you can't do, a shliach can't do for you. And even though the Gemara said, Haneke Hanei Ashlucha Derachmana, that's only for Kabbalah Ilach and Zrika, where the Tzar can't do it. So Bal Karchach, there's Shlucha Derachmana. But as it relates to shechita, which is ksher bizar, the Gemara never said it. And if that's the case, it's mistaber than not Shlucha Derachmana. There's Shlucha Didan. The Tzar could do it, so no, I'm not going to do it. You'll do it for me. You're my shliach. So if that's the case, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the mummer can't shecht? Typically, freik tachsam soifer, that he can't do the shechita anyways. So fashteitzach, he can't bring a carbon. Zok tachsam soifer. It's muchach from this kasha. The musraya, he says. But it's a musraya from this kasha. That what? That really, although a mummer can't shecht, but he could be memano shliach to shecht for him. I miyak midi zok tachsam soifer. The teretz is because we find an idea that if I'm in a position where I can't do something right now, but it's biyadi for me to be in a position that I will be able to do it. It's as if I'm able to do it. There's precedent for that. I am the tshuva tachsam soifer. There's precedent for that, right? It's known as biyadi, right? We're familiar with the concept of biyadi. So I can't do it now, but it's biyadi for me to be able to do it. That would be enough. So there's a concept, there's a patent known as biyadi. Zok tachsam soifer, it's muchach. You have to say that even though the mummer can't shecht, but it's biyadi for him to be able to shecht. How would it be biyadi for him to be able to shecht? Oh, it's very simple. He could always do tshuva. But says, what? How's he going to do tshuva? What? It's biyadai all of a sudden for the person to suddenly do segufim and tanesim and go through the whole Rambam, achiyei yadol of yedei talumois that he's never... Tshuva's an avoider. It's a life's work. You're going to tell me now that it's... The teretz zok tachsam soifer must be. It's true. To do tshuva where the chet is going to be completely gone, that takes more work. But to do enough tshuva that you shouldn't be a mummer, for that you don't have to do so much work. For that, says the chsam soifer, b'lishoyne azov, charota ba'alma mahani. All you have to do is regret a little bit what it is you did. That's enough for this to not be a problem anymore. And he says it's true, afilu for avodah zarah. It's true for everything, the worst aveira in the world. If a person is mescharet a little bit, and he says, this is not something I want to have any shaykhs to, you're not a mummer anymore. And that's why the math wouldn't have been a problem. The kash is, the mummer can't shecht, so he can't. No, the mummer could make a shliach. Ah, you can't shecht, because it's biyadai for him to yes be able to shecht. What do you mean it's biyadai? Yeah, it's biyadai. All I have to do is make a shtickle kabbalah, make a shtickle charotah, said the chsam soifer. That avada tshuva is the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva. And again, ayin sham, how you do tshuva. But as it relates to a person who is being stigmatized, he's being labeled a certain way because of averus that he did, said for that you don't have to do the ganze Hilchas Tshuva. For that a charata, that's the Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Heichi Dami Bal Tshuva, one time, two times, that's our Sugya Masechtas Sanhedrin. And he said it's true for someone that's a chashud who wants to become ois chashud. It's true for somebody that is a rasha, that he's posel adun ulehayit, he wants to be ois rasha. And here's the punchline, it's true even for a mummer. Someone that's a mummer with a charata ba'alma, you become ois mummer. This is so fundamental, right? You could see how Rabbanu were asked shaylos like this over the years. Someone was a mummer, I did tshuva. So does he have to do the tshuva like, as in the rekeach? Like, yes, like what level of tshuva does he have to do? This Chassam Sofer laid down the law of the land. This is Nevuah Shehutzrich Ledoiris, a tshuva from the Hilchos Chassam Sofer. All these labels, the Gavra, all he needs to do is have be Mescharet, make a Kabbalah, person for Sfirtzich V'Yayid. So you know what his matzav is. Obviously, he's a Yid. He's not a Mummer. He's Ois Mummer. As long as Heichidami Bal Tshuva, that's Nekemar Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Now, the truth is, we mentioned this over the years. We've spoken out the idea of Tshuva on the Gavra, Tshuva on the Chet, that's the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yoyim Shari Tshuva versus the Rambam, and Yesoida Tshuva at the end. Even a hero tshuva is enough to make you already into a tzaddik. A hero tshuva makes you into a tzaddik. The teretz is there's the gavra. You have to be able to spout the person and the averis that he did. There's a concept that a person lived on. People do averis, but doesn't necessarily mean you're a rasha. There's a concept that the gavra could be rain, but at the same time he has a regime of liabilities. He has things that he's going to have to address. We want said, and we'll just end with this, that maybe that's pshat. You know, the pasuk says, "Ki amitzvah azoyis asher anoichi mitzavcha yoyim loy nefleisi mimcha v'loy rechoykehi loy b'shamayim ilaymar miyal olonu ha-shamayim yikochel olonu v'yashmen ois v'nasem." Everyone knows these pasuk. "V'loy me'ever layam ilaymar miyav olonu el'ever ayam yikochel olonu v'yashmen ois v'nasem ki karev elacha adover ma'oid b'fichu b'vavcha la'asoyisai." It's Yodua that the Ramban in his Pirush Alotayr says, what's this mitzvah azoyis? That's but rather, it's referring to the mitzvah of tshuva, right? That's what the Ramban says. It's referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. So it bothered me. The pasuk seems so interesting, right? You should know. I mean, you would think that maybe it's very, very hard to do tshuva. It's not so hard. It's not in the shamayim. Leimar mi alolano ashamayim. V'loy meiver layam. He leimar mi avolano alaver ayam. Rather, you know where it is. Ki kariv elecha adaver ma'oit befichu bevavchel asoisa. As if to say, you would have thought that tshuva is like the hardest thing in the world to do. It's literally bashamayim. Leimar mi alolano ashamayim. Rosh tevis milos efetevis avaya. Right? Mi alolano ashamayim. Or you would have thought that it's maybe meiver layam. Leimar mi yavolano leimar. Nah, it's not so far. You know where it is? It's beficho bevavcha. It's right in front of you. Right? It's like a person saying, you know, 3 years ago. No, not 3 years ago. Yesterday. How do you have such a shakla vataria? Right? You would have thought it's me'ever leyam. You would have thought it's vashamayim. No, it's kikar ve'lecha adover ma'oy beficho bevavcha la'soyset. The havamin and the maskana seem to be on such different pages. Right? The Torah is addressing the person who thinks that tshuva is mamish vashamayim. It's not bashamayim. It's literally kikar velach adavim oid. Just a little bit of a hergish. But it could be because the truth is, there is a tshuva that's harder. There is a tshuva that's harder. And that tshuva attack is a little bit of an avoida. Oh, but there's another tshuva that's kikar velach adavim oid. Beficho bevavcha la'soysai. There's a tshuva that requires a hilchas tshuva, which by the way is also not so hard. I am besvar makdoshim. Oh, but lemaisen, there is a tshuva that's more of an avoida. But then there's the tshuva where a charot of ba'almo, just a little bit of a kabbalah, that is already enough. It's enough al koponim to make the gavra reign a gavra. He's a Oysa Maisa Amcha. He's someone that is not a Rasha. He's not a Chashad, even a Mummer. Either way, this is the Tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. And we will stop here.